Yesterday, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors voted to audit the election system used during the presidential preference election, primary, and general election in 2020. Supervisors said they felt compelled to revisit the issue because of lingering doubts about the election. But the vote was not without some reservation, as at least one supervisor highlighted the source of those doubts: Republican officials who spread rumors, misinformation, and falsehoods about the election process and results, which saw Democrats win statewide races for U.S. Senator and the presidency. KJZZ's Ben Giles covered the supervisor's vote yesterday and is with us now. So, Ben, what exactly is going to be audited this time?
So it's important to remember this is different than the audits that have already occurred, and there have been many. There were hand count audits that happened immediately after the election that take a percentage of the vote cast to make sure it matches what the machine was doing, if the machines were counting them accurately. So this new audit isn't a recount. It's a review of the system in place. They call it a forensic audit of the equipment and the software that counts your votes.
Well, then what specifically are they looking for? There's some big questions we need the answer to.
So this will try to address some of the conspiracies and the claims that have been about the election equipment, which the county leases from Dominion Voting Systems. There's been plenty of said about Dominion in Arizona and nationally. Rumors like the equipment was hacked. County Elections Director Scott Jarrett says, no, it was not. Or there's the claim that the equipment was hooked up to the internet somehow and could have been attacked by malicious software. Again, Jarrett says no and no.
I am confident. I know that that information, those rumors are not true. But there are a certain number of people, and I think a good number of people in our community, that do have distrust. They've heard those rumors, and they don't know what to believe.
Jarrett said, you know, maybe it'll be good to hear an independent third-party auditor, someone other than himself, essentially, say what he's been saying. These claims of fraud aren't true.
We also know Senate Republicans have been among those asking questions about the Maricopa County election. Some of those questions have come in the form of a subpoena demanding an audit. Does this audit the board just approved in any way satisfy that subpoena?
Well, according to at least a handful of Republicans, no. Some said even before the vote occurred yesterday that the Senate's still going to push for their own review. Senator Warren Peterson told the Arizona Mirror that the audit wasn't comprehensive enough, though he also couldn't point out why that is or what exactly he wants audited that the county is not doing.
Well, Ben, that has a lot of people worried because it sounds like some people will never be satisfied.
Yeah, and a couple of supervisors did address that concern, no more than Democratic Supervisor Steve Gallardo. He pointed out that the root cause of all the election doubts is Republican officials who've spread rumors and falsehoods about the election. And Gallardo said that just went beyond the pale, beyond the typical complaints from a losing party after an election. And he said the reason for it has nothing to do with election integrity, which is what the Republicans and the state party have claimed. Gallardo said that Republican legislatures are just trying to prop up misinformation about Maricopa County's election to justify bill after bill after bill that they're working on at the state legislature right now that would change the rules for voting.
That's what this is about. They need to use our election as justification for the bills that they are introducing right now. That's what they are. They don't like who's voting, so let's make it more difficult for them to vote.
Now, there were other supervisors who, unlike Gallardo, it's a Republican-dominated board. They were more delicate when talking about what the senators are asking for and what senators are doing right now. Supervisor Steve Chukri said the election doubt is no longer a partisan issue anymore because it's so widespread. But again, that glosses over the point Gallardo was making, that the reason there's so much doubt out there, the reason it's so widespread, is because somebody's been spreading it.
And Ben, we'll close with what I believe we can call irony. We also heard yesterday some of the Republican Party faithful are not happy with the way their own party's election was run. In fact, they still haven't heard, the total vote count, this close race for AZGOP chair. Kelly Ward has been declared the winner, though. So beyond all this, is this just more intra-party squabbling?
Yes. Yeah, so last night, we learned that a handful of state party officials, Sergio Arellano, Bob Lettieri, who actually ran against Ward, are among them. They officially requested an audit of the whole voting process from the statutory meeting the Republican Party had this last Saturday. And fundamentally, this is about a lack of transparency. They noted that one candidate for a state committee was announced as a winner at the meeting, but then later told she actually lost. as you pointed out, no one's been told what exactly the vote counts were at the meeting Saturday. And that's just contributed to doubts and concerns that something went wrong. And the backdrop here is so important because, as you pointed out, Ward barely won re-election. So while they're not asking for a recount, an audit, if it calls into question the results, there might be some fire there. And Republicans, Ward in particular, have spent the last 2 months challenging the results in Arizona, challenging the presidential results nationally, demanding an audit in Maricopa County, all this stop the steal nonsense. One PC I spoke to, that's a precinct committeeman, sorry, they said flat out, yes, this is ironic, and it's not a good look for the state party, which has tried to claim the moral high ground when it comes to election integrity.
And no word yet from the state party on if they plan to conduct this audit. Ben Giles, thanks as always, Ben.
Thank you.